Sports. Y'all talking about sports?
Yeah, we talking about sports.
Hello and welcome back to this week's edition of Sports Talk with Jimmy. I am your host, Jimmy Searfoss, and we have quite a bit to talk about today, so let's jump right into it. It is official. Colorado and Colorado State basketball stars Jabari Walker and David Roddy are officially locked into the NBA draft. The way college basketball works is that after you are 1 year removed from high school, you can declare for the NBA draft. Now, after declaring, a player has until June 1st to decide if they want to go back to college or stick with their decision to proceed into the NBA draft. And that day has come and gone, and Jabari Walker and Roddy are sticking with their decision and proceeding into the draft. Walker and Roddy each are not only scored the most points for their team, but played vital roles in leadership positions for Colorado and Colorado State. In ESPN's most recent mock draft, Roddy is predicted to go 47th overall to the Memphis Grizzlies. Walker is predicted to go undrafted. We wish them the best of luck in the upcoming draft, which will take place June 23rd. For those who don't know, the University of Colorado added a new addition to its football team last year as a new Ralphie joined the squad. She was born in May of 2020 and made her first run leading the Buffaloes onto the field last September against the University of Northern Colorado. Currently, she goes by Ralphie 6, or Baby Ralphie, because of her small size, but for the first time in CU history, it is up to the fans to determine her actual name. While on the field, every Buffalo is known as Ralphie. Previous mascots have gone by the names of Blackout and Tequila to their handlers. If you go on CUBuffs.com, there is a link to a voting site where people will have four options of names to choose from. These include Blitz, Ember, Tiny, and Sixer. With each vote, people will have the option to donate to the Ralphie Foundation. The name with the most money wins. The name currently in the lead is Ember, followed by Blitz, Sixer, and Tiny. The winning name will be announced July 6th, so make sure to get your votes in. We talked about it a little bit last week, but the Front Range is home to three special Olympic athletes. Daniel Chavez from Littleton, Gregory Mark from Berthoud, and Michelle Zhang from Superior are all going to compete in Florida later this month in the Special Olympic Games. Chavez is competing in soccer and representing Colorado on their team. Mark is a Colorado State employee who is celebrating his 50th Special Olympics. He will be competing in the triathlon. Zhang is a 16-year-old tennis player and high school student who will be representing Colorado in the games. What we didn't get to mention last week is that every athlete has a GoFundMe set up for those to donate and support the athletes on their way to gold. The links will be provided in the description on this segment found on the site kgnu.org or news.kgnu.org. And like I said at the beginning of the show, we had a lot to cover and not a lot of time, and unfortunately, we are out of it. Make sure you check out those GoFundMes. That's a real good cause to donate to. And if you're bored, make sure you check out what the Colorado Avalanche are doing over in the Stanley Cup playoffs. It's very special. You have been listening to Sports Talk with Jimmy Searfoss on KGNU. I am Jimmy Searfoss. We'll see you next week at this same time.